When you were in the CAB, you supported lower airfares to benefit the public and to increase competition. But that wasn't necessarily the opinion of everybody in the CAB.
Oh, no. No, on every one of these rates and routes deal, the issue would come up. It wasn't often a 5-0 decision. It was divided and split. And then we got further into the deal. The issue of deregulation came up while I was there. The staff and the board sort of got at odds over how much the airline should be released from any regulation, deregulated totally, and how fast. There was all sorts of gradations of that in on the board, and I favored greater competition. That had been my all along, greater competition, but I was just concerned about throwing it open to market because I was concerned about the big airlines just completely overwhelming the smaller ones. It would result in reduced fares for a short period of time and then sharply escalating fares thereafter. So I was a little bit at odds and made some speeches and was called on to make some speeches before the Kennedy Committee and all that other thing about what the impact of deregulation would be. Kennedy, of course, Edward Kennedy, was in favor of deregulation. And I worked with Stephen Breyer, who's now on the Supreme Court. We talked about it and worked together. He was on Kennedy's staff. So we all had different ideas about how fast and how completely the airline industry should be deregulated. Andy Coats has frequently said he doesn't know what happened, but after I served, very shortly after they abolished the Civil Aeronautics Board, and the airline industry's been messed up ever since.
Did you have interaction with Ted Kennedy? About
I did. Well, not social, but I appeared before his subcommittee pretty frequently.
How did you find him?
I found him delightful, personally. Had the greatest staff in the world. But if he got beyond the work that the staff had done for him, in my opinion, he was less than totally impressive.
Mm-hmm. However, your premise that we ought to have lower airfares and all, the Republicans favored the opposite.
Well, ordinarily they did, but Gerald Ford, when he was in the presidency, Joe Manetti and I formed a kind of a bloc in favor of lower fares and so forth. And Nixon, of course, supported higher fares. But when Ford came on, he kind of joined Joe Manetti and I. So for a short while there, we became the majority of the CAB, the two of us and the president.
Were you with the president in conversations about this?
I was with the president on a number of occasions. We appeared over at the White House to discuss these aviation matters. And I remember the first time I ever saw Tom Brokaw in person was he was covering one of those sessions that we were having over at the White House. The few occasions I was around President Ford, I enjoyed him thoroughly, but I never did develop any kind of a close relationship.
But his grasp of the issues and what you were talking
very
about
much,
was
very
good.
I was very much like that.
And you were named acting chairman of the CAB by President Jimmy Carter.
That's right. When President Carter came in, the chairman of the CAB had resigned, and he intended and did appoint Fred Kahn, who was an economics professor at Cornell University and then later in New York State. Headed up some regulatory commission. He was the heir apparent, and President Carter appointed me as the acting chairman until Mr. Kahn was investigated and confirmed and sworn in. So I served maybe over a year.
Any thoughts about the airline industry today?
Well, I really am inept. There have been a number of changes that have taken place. The only thing I can say is that I travel less and less by air, almost only when I can't get anywhere else, because it has become so terribly uncomfortable and difficult. In the first place, I don't fit seats as well as I did, and you spend so much more time on the tarp waiting around. It was always a little frustrating for me, but it really is now. I just don't do it if I can keep from it.
You probably prophesied the picture of the airline industry today because
somewhat
the large airlines have taken over the small ones and our airfares have gone up. So what you were talking about,
I think, has taken place. And the people can argue with that and probably should. But I like to say I told you so.
your days in Washington, were they fun socially? Did you and your wife take in many social events?
My wife loved it. She's more, a good bit more of a social animal than I am, and she just loved it. She enjoyed every bit of it. Quite frankly, I didn't enjoy it nearly as much, although I did continue to do a good bit of field trialing activities while I was in Washington, D.C., and had access to the South area that I had frequented before, which was good. But we were fairly active socially, but, boy, that's a fast pace.
There's probably a party every night if somebody wanted to go.
Every single night. We were on a list. Every single night there was a cocktail party and a deal to attend. Quite frankly, you just can't do all of them, so you get more and more selective about them as you go along.
I can't see Henry Bellman doing many of those either.
He didn't do a lot. As a matter of fact, when I got ready to leave the Civil Aeronautics Board, I went over and had lunch with him in the Senate dining room, and I told him, I said, Senator, I'm thinking about resigning a little early. My term would end in January, and I could probably have gotten reappointed, but I said, I'm thinking about resigning a little early simply to get my daughter, who's in high school, back during the summer so that we won't have to switch schools in mid-year. I said, I just wanted to ask you if that would meet with your approval since you're largely, or you're at least held responsible for my job. He said, I'm a little amazed you've stayed as long as you have. You know, he was never really fond of Washington, D.C. either at all, less so probably than I was.